Hey, Daddy's hungry.
This is episode 128 of the Android Buffet Podcast, recorded on a special night, December 30th, 2012. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, and we're going to do this episode a little more quickly than usual. It is a special night, but Jerry has to go to a buffet.
Yep.
A non-Android themed buffet.
My wife invited friends and family over for dinner, and there was some miscommunication, so it's all scheduled for 7:30. So we're going to try and do a podcast, and then I will join the meal in progress. Yes. Which would also explain if you hear any background noise, that's where it's coming from.
Yes, I was going to suggest it's not background noise, it's theme. You know, this is the Android Buffet Podcast, and we have the sounds of a buffet in the background.
That's right.
Yes.
And it's festive.
Yes. I hope there's singing. I think there's, you know, you can't be festive without singing.
Sure you can.
Okay.
I don't sing when I'm festive.
But you don't sing.
That is true. I find that it tends to bring down the mood.
Okay.
Ruins everybody's afternoon when I start singing.
Okay. So how was your week, Jerry? You had a Christmas of some sort.
I did.
Yes.
I even got a really cool present for Christmas.
Would you like to share with the group?
I got another monitor.
How many does this bring it up to?
8 in my office.
Okay. It took you that long to count?
Yeah. Well, I've only got 5 hooked up to this computer, and it will be 6 when I'm done.
Okay. I'm just taking a moment to think about that. Did I get anything this week? That was interesting. I bought a right angle Ethernet cable. That's always exciting.
A what?
A right angle Ethernet cable.
Ooh. Does it angle up or angle down?
Well, you had your choice. You could do a left angle, right angle, or down angle.
So it's a twisty angle?
No, I ordered the left angle. I'm saying that you could order it. You can't twist it. You have to order the one you want. So now I'm able to push my furniture right against the wall. I also did this in a previous project. So
now, that hurt ventilation?
Or what? It's an Ethernet cable that goes into a wall.
Oh, okay.
I came up with a brilliant invention that I'm thinking of patenting. It's the through-the-wall Ethernet coupler. What it is two Leviton instant wall plates. What you do is you draw a hole in the wall, you cut it, you put the wall plate in and put a plate on top of it. On each side of the wall, with a short piece of wire and two jacks. So you can run your Ethernet wire through the wall through two reasonably aesthetically pleasing jacks.
Okay, makes sense.
Yep. Works very nicely. And has redundancy, too. Mm. I put 3 of them in. Well, Keystone jacks. Anyway, that was my excitement of the week.
Ooh.
Well, you know,
it's a big week.
Yeah. I also ordered a Toslink cable, but that wasn't very exciting. It wasn't right angle. Yeah. Well, I'm excited about right angle. Since I've discovered the world of right-angle cabling, I've been able to push so many things so much farther against my wall. I used to have to leave this gigantic gap because I was afraid of crushing the cabling.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get to some news so that you can go eat. What's for dinner?
Pot roast.
Oh, I love pot roast.
With baby carrots and potatoes and gravy and an awesome salad and something about a chicken or not a chicken stomach, a cow stomach.
Can you give me a pot roast recipe? I've been looking for a good one. Is it a good recipe?
My wife doesn't do recipes. She's got like...
Because I've been looking for
a good... She just has a touch for it.
I've been looking for a good pot roast recipe for 8 years. I only know one really good pot roast recipe. And the person who does it keeps forgetting to send it to me. I've been trying for 8 years.
How do you have a bad pot roast recipe?
I don't know. I don't have a pot roast recipe.
Ah.
Anyway, did you know that 1 in 4 Americans now owns a tablet, which is up from 1 in 10 this time last year?
Do you think it's actually spread out like that, or do you think some people just have multiple?
Well, it was percentage of respondents to the survey that said that they owned a tablet. So this is extrapolated from a survey, which I know you have strong opinions on the type of people who answer surveys. We've discussed that in the past.
It's kind of self-selecting.
Okay, but it is still, if you consider it a microcosm of America, more people own a tablet this year than did last year.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I know I own more tablets than last year.
How many tablets do you own?
2, maybe 3.
Which ones?
I have an iPad. I have the new iPad.
Yes.
I have the Nook Color.
Yes.
So that's 2. And depending on your definition, I also have a Kindle Paperwhite.
How is the Paperwhite?
I love it.
I went to look at it in the store, but I ended up with 3 Kindles instead. Somebody gave me a Kindle for Hanukkah.
Cool.
I already had a Kindle. And since I gave my mother that Kindle Fire, she doesn't use her Kindle, so I had her Kindle as well. So I have a stack of Kindles sitting here. Anybody want to buy a Kindle? I'm sorry, they're still useful. I'm not giving them away for free. Oh, by the way, I did send that guy his a special gift. So when you get your special gift, please drop us a line. I did a little mailing. I went to the post office. I'd like to say I'm very angry about the post office, Jerry. You know you can't buy stamps anymore?
What do you mean you can't buy stamps?
They won't sell you stamps. They don't have any stamps in stock. I wanted to buy... I own a postal scale. And the USPS website allows you to calculate postage. I wanted to buy stamps. They don't sell stamps anymore. They only sell forever stamps. So they have no monetary value on them. They are good for a first-class envelope. But if you want to send a small first-class package of less than 16 ounces, as permitted by postal regulations, they do not have sent stamps anymore.
Huh. So you just kind of have to do the math on the forever stamps at current value and...
No, I'm not going to do that. So I went to the USPS website to see if I could mail order some stamps, which by itself is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And do you know how much they want for to send me a roll of stamps?
44 cents?
$1.25.
Wow.
Shipping and handling for stamps.
Ah, yes, handling.
Yes. So it cost $1.25 to send me 100 stamps. And these were 32-cent stamps.
So it cost you $1.40 to send you $32 worth of postage.
No, $32 plus $1.25. So $33.25 to get $32 worth of postage. So I am going to attempt again to visit a post office and ask if they will order me some stamps. And I will come and pick them up. Is this not the most insane thing you've heard? They actually suggested I go down to Flushing, to the central postal branch, to see if they have stamps.
Sure, why not?
Well, one, I don't want to go to a central postage branch looking for stamps. They could have called over and said, do you have stamps? And not wasted my time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just very annoyed by this. If you got anybody here knows where to get stamps, maybe I should just print my own postage.
Stamps.com.
Yeah, but then you need a subscription. I figured something out, though. PayPal apparently will allow you to print stamps.
Wow, really?
According, there's an option there for it. And I looked, they have an option to print to a QL570. And guess what I happen to have?
A QL560.
No, I happen to have a QL570 sitting around.
Oh, it's an individual. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's a label printer. So I may try that in the near future. Printing stamps. Either way, I am angry at the post office. It is no wonder this organization is not successful. If they will not sell me a stamp, nor will they tell me a place to get one where I do not have to pay a service fee for the privilege of getting a stamp.
I'm sorry.
Yet, if I go and have them ship me boxes, and I've done this before, you know those boxes that you use for priority mail that they give you for free at the post office?
Mm-hmm.
You can get them for free online, and they don't charge anything for shipping. Yet, I want to pay them for postage, and they're charging me for shipping.
I'm sorry.
How much does it cost the post office to ship me something? They're the post office. Anyway, still angry about it. The only thing that annoys me more than that is FedEx SmartPost. Moving along, a few apps this week. There weren't that many. Llama was updated. Do you remember Llama, Jerry?
Is that a Winamp thing?
No. Llama was an app that I talked about some time ago. It's sort of like Locale or Tasker, only it isn't. It doesn't cost any money, and it is very lovingly developed by Kebab Apps. So now with Llama, you can share events with your friends. No comment?
Yay.
No, it's a nice app. I know you like Tasker, but still, I still think it has a nicer interface than Tasker, and it still isn't perfect. InDrive is a customizable car home app. Now, if you may notice, a lot of these things I've picked for very interesting reasons. InDrive is a car home app. Do you remember early on we talked a lot about car home apps? We haven't had one in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the look of this one. Maybe I'll buy it. This show has cost me so much in apps. Meanwhile,
what's different about it?
Have you looked at the screenshots? It has a trip computer page, which is a page with speedometer and other statistics. It integrates with PowerAmp and with Google Music. And has
what's it called?
InDrive. There's a link in the notes I sent you.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, the notes that you sent me consist of the sentence, slow news week, and that's it.
Really? I pasted a whole thing in there.
Yeah, didn't make it.
It didn't?
Nope.
Oh. Slow news week was the subject.
Oh. Nope, episode 128 was the subject.
Oops. That made it even slower.
See, and that's why I thought it was funny when we were talking earlier.
Oh, I thought you meant about the last line I put on there that you obviously didn't see.
Nope.
Okay. Then I'll have to read it to you. Either way, it's called InDrive.
InDrive.
I'm embarrassed. All right. I should have said something. Why didn't you send me any show notes? Okay, because you thought it was a slow news week. Next one.
Right.
Okay, as you look for that, Dan Fry asked me to remind everybody that Myth TV for Android has been updated again, including many bug fixes.
Oh, that is sweet looking.
Isn't it?
I like the GPS screen.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
That's nice, especially for long trips.
Yeah, all I need to do is see if I can convince them to add Podcaster integration. Right now, actually, they're saying that the play pause buttons will control most music players. But I'd be interested to see if they could work with some pod catcher apps as they work with power amp support. Speaking
like,
of...
Like, say, Dogcatcher.
Are you still using Dogcatcher?
I am.
Because, I don't know, I was looking at AntennaPod, which is a new free podcatcher that's still in need of some more love. But it looks like it's come off to a nice start. Because there are people who have complaints about Dogcatcher. I've had a few long-standing complaints that they haven't listened to. People complain about everything, though, so... Nice, simple.
Yeah, sure is.
Free.
It's very pretty.
Yeah. I think they need a few improvements, but I think it's getting there. What I really want in a podcatcher? G-Podder integration.
What's that?
G-Podder is an open source desktop-based podcatcher, but one of the features they offer is they have a service for cloud syncing. I want to be able to send my playlist and where I am in that list, so essentially send my list of feeds, what I'm currently playing and at what minute, to a site so that if I go to another device, it would still have to download the file, but it would be able to skip to exactly where I left off on the other device.
So basically, WhisperSync for podcast.
Exactly.
That would be sweet.
Yeah. And there's a service that supports it that has an open API. So why not? People have suggested it to Dogcatcher, by the way.
That would be nice.
Which doesn't even let you back up very effectively.
Nope.
It has a backup feature, but it's not very effective. Also, I did buy a copy of Plumble.
Who?
Plumble. P-L-U-M-B-L. Unlike the free beta Mumble app, this is a Mumble app that actually got good reviews and is updated regularly. In fact, since I purchased it and have not had a chance to extensively test it, it's been updated at least once.
Cool.
Then, of course, there's the Tapitalk HD beta. So if you use Tapitalk, there's now a tablet version that's in beta, and the full version should be coming out sometime in the new year. And, of course, should you not want to pay for desk SMS, there's a new MightyText tablet companion app, which allows sending of SMS messages from your tablet to your phone, assuming you also have MightyText.
MightyText.
Yep. I don't do text messages, so this does not affect me very much. And there was one final feature that you didn't see on the rundown, because apparently I didn't properly send you the rundown. It's where we reflect on the year and on what apps we are using.
Sure, I can go along with that. It's been a big year for me.
Okay. What have you been using app-wise in your year?
So
I'm pulling out my phone to see what's on it.
You know, the biggest thing that happened in my life this year was losing weight. And for that, I found the MyFitnessPal, the calorie counter app, to be absolutely invaluable. Huge database of foods and nutritional information, barcode scanner, quick and easy to use, just an awesome app. And the other thing I used for that was the Withings app. You know, Withings is a scale that has Wi-Fi in it, so it whenever you weigh yourself, it sends your weight to the cloud, and you can look over past weights and trends and such. And for weight loss, those two apps have been completely invaluable. Priceless, even.
Okay. I did not use any weight loss apps this year because I'm completely disorganized in certain areas. So I'm not organized to use an organization app. I'm still working on all of the organization that I'd like to be. I have all these things that I want to organize, Jerry.
Have you tried any of the GTD apps?
No, but I do have Astrid Tasks, although I keep forgetting to put my new tasks onto it. So I still have check expiration of domain names, which is a recurring reminder that gets to me once a month. Because I keep, one time I forgot to renew a domain name, and for a few days there I didn't own one of them. Let's see, what else do I have in here? Call Girl.
I'm sorry, what?
Better delete that one. I think, if I haven't done it by now. Somebody tried to fix me up with a girl. I keep meaning to call that number, but last time somebody tried to fix me up with a girl and I forgot to call them, they got married. So let's just delete that one. Okay, that leaves me with
No,
chat.
you should call her. Like, as soon as the show's over, call her.
I didn't trust the person who tried to arrange it.
So what? What's that got to do with her?
Well, when the entire basis for somebody trying to fix you up with somebody is they're my friend's neighbor and they're Jewish, that wasn't exactly a list of
Don't
qualities that I.
penalize her because of the source. Give it a shot.
The source scares me.
But maybe the girl won't. Just give it a shot.
Well, that leads me to the next item on my list. Get a life. I think I probably should do that first.
Why?
It's been on my list for longer.
No, dude, call her.
Who?
Whoever the her is,
I
whoever
don't
the
remember the
girl is,
person's
call
name.
her. That'll help you. That could help start with the whole get a life thing.
I don't remember that
Seriously.
person's name.
So call them up and like, hey, I got your number in my phone, but I don't know who you are.
Well, no,
So,
the person gave it to me on a piece of paper.
okay.
I don't remember where the paper is. It was in my room, prior to the whole painting thing.
You should find the paper and you should call her.
Yeah, it'll pop up.
Hopefully before she gets married.
That's what happened to the last time this happened. I'm just horrible at calling complete strangers. What do you say when you call up a complete stranger? Hello, I'm a complete stranger. Please do not think that I am an insane stalker, but I am calling you despite the fact you have no idea who I am.
No, you start off with, hi, my name's Jim, and so-and-so gave me your number and recommended I call you. What do you think about coffee?
Yes, your neighbor's friend recommended me for coffee because we share the same religion.
You could start out that way, or you could start out with, hi, so-and-so gave me your number and recommended I call you. So, start with, hi, my name is, and how you got her number.
I'll think about it. So I got a new dialer app.
Does it do landscape?
Well, no, it doesn't do the in dialer. It's, where with the numbers and the contacts. I get very tired of the stock app in Sense. I'm tempted to buy a used Galaxy Nexus just to go get away from it. So I've been trying out a new app that seems to get an update every couple of days. It's called Swipe Dialer. It's actually a very nice app. It's very loosely based on the stock dialer app for ICS. And I do recommend it because every time I load it up, they've done something new with it.
So do you like it? Is it good? Is it bad?
I like it. There are a few things that it needs to do, and a few of the complaints I had without me actually even saying anything, they fixed. For example, when you pressed a number, it used to automatically call, but now you can long press and it gives you a list of menu options. So if you press it, it does call. But now if you hold it down, you can call, you can video call, you can SMS, or you can edit.
Okay.
So it's a very bare bones app, but I wanted to support it because I think it's innovating fast.
Excellent.
I like to support developers.
Good.
Yes. So anyway, I hear people talking in the background again.
Yep.
I feel guilty.
we should probably go ahead and cut this off.
Okay, so I will wrap up the show. You go and do your thing.
All right.
I'll tell people where to find us and all that, and I'll say things about you behind your back.
All right, folks, y'all have a good New Year's, and we'll be back at our normal bat time and bat channel next
Yes,
week, right?
and we'll talk about that other thing.
Okay.
Sometime during the
bye,
week,
folks.
you can respond to my email.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes, Jerry forgets to respond to things while I'm communicate with him during the week. I have some exciting plans coming on. We're going to consider trying Mumble, which was a discussion we had a while back. Also, we've had some issues with the streaming server. We were over our quota for the auto DJ. Wasn't our fault. Apparently, somehow we created 4 gigabytes of error logs, but that's a whole other discussion. Just to get through some business. This is the last episode of 2012. So we will move on next time with episode 129, back on Monday night at our normal time of 10 o'clock. I'm very much looking forward to that because Jerry won't be running off to eat. Of course, we have our affiliation with the Tech Podcast Network. They're going off to CES, which I'm sure will be filled with things that we will never see subsequent to CES, but I'm sure there'll be some interest. If you're interested in the Tech Podcast Network, you can, of course, check out their site where you can see many family-friendly programs. We call ourselves family-friendly. I'm not sure exactly how family-friendly we are, but let's see what interesting program you can find over at the Tech Podcast Network. How about I Confess I'm a Geek? All things geek and gadget-related from a British viewpoint. They're going to be talking about universal remote control for home theaters. All this iPad stuff, too. Oh, well, if you like iPad, fine with that. Or you can go to the Mind of a Geek, the official Mind of the Geek podcast, formerly This Week in Geek. I think the word this week is, the phrase this week is overdone. Anyway, just a few other things. Of course, you can find us at podcast@injuredbuffet.com. You can, of course, leave us a contact on our website. You can go to our voicemail. It's 201-2-WENECA, W-E-N-E-C-A. And, of course, we have a Facebook page. We have a Google Plus page run by the intrepid Kevin McLaughlin. Haven't heard from him in a while. Kevin, drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, I want to wish a happy end-of-year shout-out to our favorite voicemailer, the Door-to-Door Geek. Expect something in the mail. Other than that, of course, we love to hear from you. We love your ideas. We're cutting the show short only because Jerry's hungry. I just ate, so I don't need to. And may next year be full of tablets, phones, and other gadgets of interest, and of other exciting ways to use them. We'll be back next week with our first show of 2013. May you have a happy new year, should you believe this to be the new year. If you do not consider this the new year, please appreciate the fact that a bunch of people will be going out, getting drunk, coming home, and realizing that an entire year has passed. Should you have a New Year's resolution, you may start it now. Otherwise, we will now end the show. And just remember, it's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. See you next time.